Paparazzi versus celebrities. Ever heard the saying, stardom is not all it's cracked up to be? Many famous idols, including movie stars, music singers, royalty, and any other group that is consistently in the limelight, are re-evaluating the role of the media in their private lives. The paparazzi are a subset of the media who try and take pictures of celebrities to sell to tabloids. It is the paparazzi that many blame for the recent death of Princess Diana of Wales. Paparazzi, a word popularized by Federico Fellini, means a freelance photographer. The paparazzi are extreme reporters who will do almost anything to get pictures of celebrities at the most inopportune times. The job of the paparazzi is to give the tabloids the gossip they need to satisfy the rest of the insatiably curious world. According to David Schonauer, an editor of the American Photo, the paparazzi are the people we send out to punish the rich and famous for being rich and famous. The two sides to this ever-increasing battle are the paparazzi, whose livelihood is these pictures or reports, and the celebrities. According to some, there is another possible side to the argument which involves the people who buy the tabloid magazines. They may be a contributing factor, since they are the ones for whom the paparazzi are taking the pictures. The question that plagues these groups is, legally and morally, where do the rights of the press end and of the individual begin?